The meditation for this evening focuses on those first three verses of the Isaiah reading we just had. And in addition, where we also hear about God's wisdom of our salvation in the cross from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll also bring that into our meditation. I reread from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13, 14, and 15. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them, they see. And that which they have not heard, they understand. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We reflect this evening on what was happening as Jesus suffered and died for us. Was that wise to people, to sinners? Was that good? St. Paul digs into this wisdom of God, which seems foolishness to the world, when he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." This beautiful, miraculous, divine prophecy of Jesus Christ in Isaiah chapters 52 and 53 starts out with saying, "My servant acts wisely." And this, as we reflect, is not in the wisdom of the world of Isaiah's day or the world in Jesus' day or in the world our day. But it is divine wisdom, the wisdom of God. And what is that wisdom? It is the wisdom that he would be lifted up high, Isaiah says, right at the beginning of that passage. And that means to be crucified. And Jesus knew this passage, of course. He knew he would fulfill it. He knew that through this suffering and death and being lifted up, being crucified, many would be saved. For when on Palm Sunday, and I mentioned this in the sermon on Palm Sunday, of one of the many things he did that day, Palm Sunday, he said in John chapter 12, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Jesus said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. You see, he was responding, he was referring, he was remembering, he was fulfilling what Isaiah said would be done by God's servant, Messiah. Now, this being lifted up was not even understood by the crowds that day because they knew that meant to be crucified. They didn't understand how the Christ could be crucified. And the Gospels record that all these people that we have the record of Jesus' interactions with them that night, Thursday, when he's arrested, overnight trials, being before Herod and Pilate that morning. Everything recorded in the scriptures show that people did not think this was wise. They did not accept this as good and divine. They could not accept that a king could be crucified. That reading we just had from the gospel mocked him. They mocked him. You're really a king? How can a king look like this? And so we think on these things and we think, what is precious to us? What is wise to us? When human wisdom and glory, the human ideas of that, are considered, then we Christians look very foolish. Because, look, you Christians, you're not always wealthy and powerful. There are so many other ways you can have success in this world. And so the world looks at the Christian church. Sometimes it's strong, sometimes it's weak. But it looks at the Christian church and says, you Christians, this is not the way to get ahead. Don't you know you should be wiser than that? Pilate and Herod, when they tried Jesus, especially Pilate, he said, so you're the king of the Jews. Jesus said, you have said so. But they're then making these charges against you. If you were a king, you would defend yourself, right? But he kept silent. The crowds, well, we know that many of them were probably in the crowds that welcomed Jesus and called him king on that Palm Sunday. But now they're riled up by the chief priests to choose Barabbas to be released and not Jesus. They allowed himself to be riled up. See, this is the way we sinful humans act. People can get us going in a way, a sinful way, a human way of thinking, and we go along with the crowd, never thinking or forgetting God's wisdom, how he wants us to live and be saved. The Roman soldiers, they mocked and they tortured Jesus. And what did they mock him about? Oh, you're a king, king of the Jews, right? Oh, let us put a purple cloak on you. Let us honor you. Let's put this crown on you, a crown of thorns. So they mocked him, the idea that he would be a king. That said, even at the cross, the chief priests and the scribes mocked him. The crowds mocked him. Said, if you come down from the cross, then we'll believe. And even the two thieves, it says, mocked Jesus at first. We know one of those thieves later repented on the cross, but to start, they both mocked him. So their ideas of a king was a human power, human glory, somebody nobody could force to go to a cross. That should be a king, right? But can that idea save them and make them holy and righteous before God? What saved any one of them and would make any one of them righteous before God? What were the first words that Jesus said from the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What they needed was for him to be on the cross and to pronounce forgiveness and bear their sins. They needed that. This is divine wisdom. That even Pilate or the soldiers or the crowds, if they would believe, they could be saved. This is God's wisdom. Jesus said, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. In the first words from the cross, that's what he was doing. Drawing all people, won't you believe and be forgiven? We as disciples, as followers of Jesus Christ, these words that we hear from the cross, we honor them, we learn from them, we trust them. For Jesus was given to be the sacrifice, to be the offering, to bear our sins. And by believing in his words, God makes us holy and righteous. This is the wisdom of God. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die in our stead. Help us to always have faith in him and know that your plan, your wisdom, is what we need and what gives us true life everlasting. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.